This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. Tylenol and other products containing acetaminophen are prescribed often for pain relief, but there's been ongoing debate about whether it does anything for lower back pain. A recent study published in the British Medical Journal says no. In our consumer health series, Vital Signs, Dr. John Stavrakos, a physical medicine and rehab specialist with Texas Health Arlington Memorial, said the reason may stem from the structure of the back itself.
The back is complicated. It is a series of multiple joints, and it's holding up your entire upper body. And there are lots of structures in the back that can cause pain.
Meaning what? The Tylenol might be good enough to affect one section, but not affect the pain throughout?
It could. It's probably easier in, say, for example, if you in the study they talked about, they had several, I think 10 studies, on looking at Tylenol for short-term pain relief for like hip and knee. And they found that while it didn't really change outcomes or change arthritis, it did provide some short-term relief. The hip and knees are much simpler joints. When someone says back pain, it's almost like saying, I went to see a doctor. Well, did you see a neurologist? Did you see a gastroenterologist? There are so many things in the back can cause pain.
Mm-hmm.
And back pain especially seems to be linked with a lot of other things. Your level of fitness, weight, even activity level. Genetics may play a portion, even psychologically, how you perceive pain.
Why not suggest other medications first, then, instead of Tylenol? There's this much debate about it.
When you look at some of the other options, Aleve or ibuprofen, or they call them the NSAID, the non-steroidals, they can have pain relief. However, they can increase a bleeding risk. They can cause ulcers. So Tylenol is seen as very simple, over-the-counter, inexpensive, and in small doses, generally most people don't suffer big problems with it.
Good first place to start.
Good then. First line, yes, sir.
Well, you treat acute and chronic conditions.
Yes, sir.
You are also a fourth-degree black belt.
Yes, sir.
In martial arts.
Yes, sir.
So you know what pain is like at times.
I always say I've been beaten up by experts. I felt some pain, yes.
So I'm curious, what's your personal approach to acute back pain?
I think the most important thing is you get a sense of who that person is. What are they like? What do they do? What are their hobbies? Is this someone who needs a little motivation to work harder? Or is this someone you have to reel back in and say, you mean well, but you're doing too much? And generally what you try to do is the least invasive approach first. Fewest meds, fewest injections, interventions. Often with many people, it's a matter of relative rest, maybe a low dose of medicine, heat, stretching, maybe some physical therapy, and hopefully check up with them. And if things aren't getting better, then up the ante if you have to. And there are other modalities. Acupuncture works for some people. There are procedures for more chronic pain, prolotherapy, where you strengthen up the ligaments in the back to shore them up and get them stronger. In extreme cases, it can be surgery, but that's usually not an acute problem unless something horrible has happened, like the person fell and fractured 3 bones in their back and the spine is unstable, for
right.
example.
In the meantime, anything you'd recommend to prevent back pain?
Number one is good back mechanics. Lift with your legs. Try to keep the spine straight. Maintain an appropriate weight. Work on stretching, particularly as we get older. Stretching out, for example, the low back and stretching out the hamstrings helps a lot.
Daily, a few times a week?
I'd say daily. Keeping your core muscles strong is huge.
Your core muscles?
Your lower abdominals, the muscles on your sides, your obliques, and the low back muscles. Some gentle crunches, some tightening up your abdominals are good. Some gentle back, simple bridging, simple back exercises. Just waking up your muscles and reminding them, hey, you're there for a purpose. You're there to keep me stable. It's almost like taking saran wrap and wrapping it around a stretcher tightly versus loosely. It'll help take the pressure off your back.
Dr. Stavrakos, thank you for being with me.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me.